Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, good morning, guys, and happy hump day, work day. Also, we're just so excited. Happy Random Acts of Kindness Day. We are going to have so much fun with you guys today because throughout the morning, we are going to be giving away, and this is randomly, $100 gift cards.
That's right. So make sure you guys are listening between now and 10 a.m. for us to tell you when to call in. And then we'll randomly pick a line, and if it's you, you're going to win a $100 gift card. How nice is that?
Right? And I got to say, the lines are going right now. You don't have to call now. Like, we'll tell you when to call in.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, right. Right.
So you don't have to spend your entire morning right. for the next 4 hours
We're
trying
on
to
the
call
phone
us.
Trying to get
we'll,
through.
We'll tell you when to call, and then we'll pick the random line.
You'll hear us. Believe me. Also, a lot of great stuff this morning. 7:30, we're going to play Beat the Bee. It's a $50 gift card you can win. A Wawa gift card you can win. How exciting is that? No?
It's actually, it's $25.
Oh, it's $25.
Yes. They changed it because what they did was.
So it's $50 here.
I know. But what they did was they also added a Wawa burger t-shirt to the prize.
Oh, so it's a $50 prize pack, if you will.
I guess so. It's $25 to Wawa.
That'll go a long way, Wawa. Absolutely. This will go a long way, too. $404 for the IQ. 815, make sure you're listening. We're going to hop on over to our B-Up Club right now. I see a package there. I think one of our B-Up Club members sent us something, correct?
I hope there's a card in there because I don't know who it's from. But
okay.
Yeah, we'll open it live.
Well, you open it first. Is it ticking?
Oh, stop it.
All right, we're going to open that package up.
How can you say that?
I'm just kidding, of course. We're going to be on our Facebook Live video. Join us if you can, if it's safe to do so, on our page at B101 Philly.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, since today is Random Acts of Kindness Day, we right now are randomly giving away two $100 gift cards to Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa, which sounds so lovely. Bill? Pick a random line. What number?
Let's go with nine. Feeling nine for some reason.
All right. Line number nine. Good morning. It's B101, and who is this?
My name is Patty.
Well, Patty, you sound very relaxed, actually.
I think I'm in shock.
That you got through?
Yes.
Well, listen, Patty, it's your lucky day. Our random act of kindness to you, Patty, is you just got a $100 gift card to Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa.
Oh, my gosh. That is wonderful.
Good.
That is so great. Thank you so much.
Of course, Patty. Well, thank you for listening to B101. Hang on, and we'll get all your info, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, don't go
anywhere.
Thank
you. Have a great day.
Oh, you're very welcome. You too, because we're going to pick another random line. You want to give me a number?
Let's go with 10.
10? We did 9. No, 9 and 10.
Why not?
Line number 10. Good morning. It's B101. Who is this?
This is Random Caller, Jerry from Wilmington.
Jerry from Wilmington, you are our second winner today. Congratulations. You have a $100 gift card to Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
You're very welcome. Yes, pay it forward today, Jerry. Do something nice for someone else,
yeah.
Okay?
All right.
Cool. Hang on a minute. We'll get your info.
And these random acts of kindness will continue throughout the morning here on B101, so make sure you're listening up until 10 o'clock this morning because we have more $100 gift cards to give away, including Visa gift cards,
nice.
Right here on B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Oh, this is so much fun since today is Random Acts of Kindness Day. Right now, we are randomly giving away two $100 gift cards to you guys. So one is to Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa, which we'll give away first. And the next one will be to a Star restaurant. Bill, you're up again. You want to pick a random one?
Yeah. Number. Let's see. Let's go with four.
I'm
feeling four. Why not?
B101, good morning. You are line four, and what is your name?
My name is Ramsey.
Ramsey! What a great name. Ramsey, it's Jen and Bill.
Thank you.
Nice to talk to you. You're very welcome. Because it is Random Acts of Kindness Day today, we have something for you. We have for you a $100 gift card to Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa.
That is awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, Ramsey.
Welcome. Thank you for listening, and hang on a moment, okay? We'll get your info. Don't
go anywhere. Thank you.
All right, let's keep it going. Pick line number six, I'm thinking.
Six. B101, good morning. Who is this?
Hi, this is Dominic. How you doing?
Dominic, hey. We're doing well. How are you?
Great.
Good news for you, Dominic. Do you like to go out to eat? Do you like takeout from Center City restaurants?
I think I remember going out.
Right? It's coming back to you now. Well, guess what? You got yourself a $100 gift card to Star Restaurant.
That's awesome. Thank you, Bill.
There's so many throughout the city to choose from.
Yeah, whichever is your favorite, use it, okay?
Yeah, that was our first date years ago. It was at Tangerine back in the day, so that'll be great.
Nice. That's fantastic. We're very happy for you. Pay it forward. Just remember, today is Random Acts of Kindness, and you can do something nice for someone else. Okay, Dominic?
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Hang on a minute. Don't go anywhere. We'll get your info.
Yep.
This is so fun.
It is fun. You know, these random acts of kindness are going to continue throughout the morning, too. So make sure you're listening up until 10 o'clock because we have more $100 gift cards to give away, including Visa gift cards right here on B101.
For the Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Also, we all enjoyed our Foschnots yesterday, right? Tomorrow is another special donut day, kind of. So in honor of NASA's Perseverance rover landing on Mars tomorrow, Krispy Kreme is offering a special Mars donut that is said to look like the red planet itself. So I'm not sure. I'm assuming it'll have red frosting all over.
That's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah.
It would have to, you know. Now I'm craving a donut. Thank you.
Again,
after Foschnot Day. By the way, guys, Beat the Bee is coming up soon, 7:30. Your chance to win a $25 Wawa gift card and an iBurger Wawa t-shirt. It's a hot item, as you know. So make sure you're listening. Again, 7:30 to play Beat the Bee with Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Really nice prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. It is a $25 Wawa gift card as well as an iBurger Wawa t-shirt. And this morning we are playing with Kelly from Roxborough. She was caller number 10.
All right, Kelly, it is five trivia questions for Jen Ryan. The category today, since it's Random Acts of Kindness Day today, we'll do random trivia, random questions. You can bet on Jen or you can bet against her. 3 out of 5, right? And you'll win. Kelly, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Random trivia question number one, Jen. It costs money to make money to print it. How much does it cost to make a $1 bill?
Huh.
Higher or lower than 10 cents? Higher or lower than a dime? Kelly, will she know that?
I think she'll know that.
You think so? Higher or lower?
I'm going to go just a little bit higher.
No, it's actually lower. It costs a nickel. 5 cents to make a $1 bill. All
sorry,
right.
Sorry, Kelly.
That's all right, Kelly. Plenty
that's
of
okay.
chances to win. Random trivia.
These are random.
These are. Wait till you hear this one. Jen, number two. Question two. Apple pie isn't actually American at all. I hate to say it.
What?
That's right. The first recorded recipe for apple pie was where? Was it in England or France? England or France? Kelly, will she know that?
That's 50-50, so I'm going to say she'll know it.
Yeah, say she'll know. England or France?
Well, en français is certainly known for grapes, not apples.
I love the thought process.
Wine, yeah, I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know. I'm going to go with England.
It is the UK.
Good.
You are on the board, Kelly. Good job. All right. I just love how you go through it in your head, and we get to hear it, the process of it. All right, question three. Jen, what mythical creature is actually the national animal of Scotland? Is it the Loch Ness Monster?
Or the red squirrel?
Would you let me do it?
Sorry.
Is it the Loch Ness Monster or the unicorn? What creature is actually the national animal of Scotland?
Well, I should know that.
You should, because you've been there. So, Kelly, will she know that? Is it Nessie or the unicorn? What do you think?
I'm gonna keep riding this she'll know train here.
I don't even know what this red squirrel thing is talking about.
A red squirrel is a very famous animal from Scotland.
See?
But
I didn't know that.
Okay, since you're going like actually, like I would think it was the Loch Ness Monster, I'll have to go with the unicorn.
It is the unicorn.
Yes.
Good job, Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
One more and you win, Kelly. Here we go. Question
the four.
The red squirrel. I gotta look this up. All right, Jen, as you know, we live in a world of hashtags. Hashtag this, that, the other thing. Hashtag Free Britney, of course. But what is the official name of the hashtag or pound sign? Is it an Octothorpe or an Amsterdam? Amsterdam.
Oh, my gosh.
Can't even say it. Kelly, will she know that?
I know this one, so I'm going to say she'll know this one. I'm just going to keep riding the she'll know it train again.
That's okay, because I do know what an ampersand is, and it's not a hashtag, so it's the first one, the Octo whatever.
The Octothorpe is correct. Good job, Kelly, you won.
Nice job, Kelly.
I never doubted you. I never doubted you.
Never doubt you.
So sweet. You got a $25 Wawa gift card and an iBurger Wawa t-shirt.
Very nice.
It's a hot item.
Phil will be wearing the t-shirt, and I will be enjoying the Wawa gift card.
Love it. All right. Good.
Well, listen, hang on, Kelly, and we'll get your info, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Now I got to go look up a red squirrel.
They're so cute, Phil. They're so adorable.
I didn't even know they were there in Scotland, but you learn something every day on Beat the Bee. And make sure you're listening tomorrow morning at 7:30 for your chance to play Beat the Bee. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
It's the impossible question. Philly's B101.1.
$404 for the IQ this morning. Surprisingly, almost half of women say they've envied a friend because of this. What is it?
Natalie, hi. What is your guess?
I want to say big boobs.
Oh. Well, you're right out there with it.
The size of one's chest. I'm actually surprised it took this long, but no, that is not the answer.
That is not, but a good try, Natalie.
Have a good one.
We'll leave it at that.
I love you guys.
Thanks.
It's actually good that we got that guess out there. It is not the size of one's chest, but what do you think the answer is? Surprisingly, almost half of women say they've envied a friend because of this. $404 in the jackpot. Keep those guesses coming. 888-333-B101.
It's the impossible question. Philly's B101.1.
$404 for the IQ this morning. Surprisingly, almost half of women say they've envied a friend because of this. What is it?
Patrick, hi. Good morning. What do you think the answer is?
I say a big house.
Yeah. Is there any friends, the homes you are jealous of, Patrick? Just curious.
Yeah, my brother.
All right.
I'm with you, actually. I love my brother's house.
Yeah, it's something about this. You're right. My sister just bought a house in South Jersey that I absolutely love. We're all jealous of our siblings' home.
Let's all move in with our siblings.
Seriously, there's enough room.
Yeah, right.
Patrick, great guess, but not it.
I'll try again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Hi, Heather. Surprisingly, almost half of women say they've envied a friend because of this. What is it? What's your answer?
Jealousy.
So they are envious of them being jealous?
I'm confused.
Of like jealousy. They're jealous of marrying into rich. They're married. They're jealous of what they have.
Oh, they're jealous of everything, basically.
Oh.
That's a wide-ranging answer. Unfortunately, we can't use it. It's not the right one.
I don't think if I had a friend that I was jealous of absolutely everything she had, we couldn't be friends.
You couldn't. You couldn't stand to be in the same room with that person.
I wouldn't be able to stand them. I'd probably smack them with a bag of buns or something.
Oh, my goodness, Heather.
Well, you take care, but it's not the right answer, okay?
All right, thanks.
Doug, you're up. What do you think the answer is?
My guess is it's a sense of humor.
That's a great guess. Yeah.
Everybody has the funny friend, right, Doug?
Well, this is really an impossible question. Been married 41 and a half years, and I have no idea what women think.
Of course. Well, at least you know that, Doug, and you accept that. Unfortunately, can't accept the answer. Not the right one.
Oh, great. I pretty much knew that, but anyways.
Doug, just remember... Happy wife, happy life.
That's right, Doug.
I'm working on it.
After 41 years, he's still working on it.
He's almost got it after 41 years.
Doug, you take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you. That's so funny. All right, so no one got it today. Think of a guess for tomorrow. Surprisingly, almost half of women say they've envied a friend because of this. What is it? And we're going to add another $101 to the jackpot. So, 8:15 tomorrow morning, we'll be up to $505.
Good luck. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it's time to be on top of it right now, entertainment-wise. So mark your royal calendars for March 7th. That is when Meghan Markle and Prince Harry will apparently be doing a tell-all with Oprah. Mm. Now, I can't imagine it really is going to be a tell-all, but at least we'll hear about life in California and baby Archie and the new baby on the way. And I do hope Oprah asks them, you know, if you really left royal life for privacy, then why are you doing publicity stunts like this? That's the question.
The hard question.
Like that's right. We'll
Absolutely.
See. Speaking of babies, the world has a Jon Snow Jr. Game of Thrones actor Kit Harington and his wife Rose Leslie, who did play, as you'll probably remember, his wildling love on the show. They just had their first baby together, a son. We don't know the name yet, but hey, Jon Snow Jr.
Why not?
That works.
It works.
For me, you know. Also, happy 30th birthday today to someone else who made a cameo, at least on Game of Thrones, Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran. He's 30. It feels like he's been around so much longer
he's
than that.
He's so young and
you
talented.
Know? Yeah, he's amazing. Now, can you imagine The Rock as president? He can. Dwayne Johnson currently promoting his new show, Young Rock, said in an interview that he is open to running for president in the future if the demand for him to do so was there. I think it would be. I mean, you kind of think like you could see him because he's so driven.
Yes. Yeah,
the guy's always busy. You know what I mean? I think him in the Oval Office would be interesting. Power couple Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively have donated, get this, another $1 million to food banks in the U.S. and Canada. This is the second time they've done so during the pandemic.
Love this couple.
They are fantastic. And guess who is getting into the tequila business? Kendall Jenner.
Is she even 21?
She is 25 years old, actually. She announced her 818 tequila brand on Instagram. Now, she's trying to keep up with, of course, the Kardashians.
Oh.
No pun intended. But also her makeup mogul sister, Kylie. Okay, now, I've not tried Kylie's makeup, but I will drink Kendall's tequila for sure. With Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, happy hump day, work day to you and also to our top fan of the day today. This is actually pretty cool. Her name is Kimberly Miller, and Kimberly lives in Sturgis, Michigan, but she listens to B101 on the radio.com app, which we encourage. Mm-hmm. It's so cool
Absolutely.
To have you, Kimberly.
Yeah, and if you don't have that radio inside your house, best way to get us, of course, stream us on that radio.com app like Kim does. And yeah, congrats on being named a top fan today. It is sponsored by our friends at Acme. Guess what? Your lunch break never tasted better than with a $100 Acme gift card. Register for a chance to win that online at B101Philly.com.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it's time to be positive right now with a feel good to help keep you happy while you're working on this hump day, work day, sponsored by Mrs. T's Pierogies. And let's be honest, the happy is coming from Random Acts of Kindness. So today is Random Acts of Kindness Day, and all morning we have been giving away $100 gift cards randomly to B101 callers. It is continuing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two $100 Visa gift cards that we would love to give you. Going to pick a random line. Bill, do you have a number?
Yeah, how about three? Three is calling
three.
To me.
Three is calling. This All is right. line three. Good morning. What is your name?
Hi, my name's April.
April. Hi, April. It's Jen and Bill. Guess what?
What?
We're giving you a $100 Visa gift card.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, guys.
Yes.
You're very welcome.
It's our pleasure, April. What do you got going on today?
Just actually about to walk one of my clients. I'm a dog walker.
Oh, how fun.
Very nice.
You won't be able to do that tomorrow or Friday, I'm afraid, in the weather. So get him a good walk today.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. And if you can hang on a moment, we'll get your information, okay?
Sure. Thanks again, guys.
You're welcome, April. Hold on. All right. And we have another one to give away. Bill, do you want to pick another line?
Well, let's go in succession. Four.
Ooh.
Three, now we'll go four.
Great show on HBO, by the way.
What's that?
Succession.
Oh, Succession is. Yes, absolutely.
All right, line four. Good morning. This is B101, and what is your name?
Hi, good morning. My name is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. We're Jen and Bill, and we have something special for you, a $100 Visa gift card.
Wow.
Yes.
What a great gift.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Well, we're happy to do it.
Yeah, Random Acts of Kindness Day, and we just appreciate you for listening to B101.
Go and enjoy it, Melissa.
Thank you very much. I will.
Good, good. Hang on a moment, okay, so we can get all your information.
Sure thing.
Fun morning here on B101. Again, congratulations to all our winners this morning. And if you can, honor today by doing a small random act of kindness for someone. You know, pay it forward, because you never know how big a small gesture can be.
Aww.
We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.